Here's a sound the Russian government doesn't want its citizens to ever hear again. That ping is the sound the popular messaging platform Telegram makes when users send or receive a text. You may remember a few weeks back we told you how the Russian government was moving to block the platform in the country, and this week the Kremlin started implementing that ban. For more on what this means, we've got the world's Charles Maines on the line from Moscow. So why is the Kremlin blocking Telegram, Charles? Let's start there.
Well, you know, this gets back, Marco, to this refusal by Telegram to hand over its encryption keys to its messaging service to the Russian authorities. Telegram provides end-to-end encryption for messaging, so all your chats are private. And the Russian government says this is about security for them, particularly the FSB. This is the successor agency to the KGB. You know, they say that Telegram is used by terrorists as a back channel for planning attacks and things like that. Now, the owner and founder of Telegram, a guy named, by the name of Pavel Durov, he says this is about privacy. He's called this block unconstitutional, and he's promised to help users get around the ban in various ways, to help them, you know, essentially keep their right to privacy. So it's become this real showdown in the debate of security versus privacy, something, of course, we know very well in the U.S. as well.
Yeah.
And it has a uniquely Russian angle to it, though, because Durov, the founder, is Russian. And he's had these battles over these issues with the Russian security services in the past. So clearly the Russian government doesn't want Telegram to set a precedent here that companies can ignore these rules and get away with it.
How is the implementation of the ban going so far?
Well, you know, despite this ban, Durov says that they hadn't seen any significant drop in user engagement. All day I've been checking personally and everything seems to be working fine. In fact, I'm just turning on my Telegram and there we go. It just started up.
So if Telegram is working, then what's the big deal?
Well, first of all, let me just turn off my Telegram and then we'll get started with that. And Telegram is working, as you can hear. But in trying to cut off its access in Russia, Roskomnadzor, this is the internet governing body here, they kind of botched the job. So in trying to root out Telegram, they also rooted out millions of other IP addresses that are all now blocked. Oh, sorry. And estimates that 4 to 16 million IP addresses, mostly tied to Amazon and Google sub-addresses, this gets more into internet speak, but you know the fact is that it's had this effect of disrupting all sorts of services from retailers to online gaming services to even other messaging apps like Viper that rely on these some of these services from Google and Amazon. Now, I should say that the Russian internet governing body says that they contacted Amazon and Google beforehand to warn them that this might happen. But there are real concerns here that, you know, under government orders, Apple and Google may pull Telegram from their Russian app stores. So we'll just have to see.
And what about average Russians, like the people who use Telegram and others? I mean, what are their concerns right now? What are they saying?
Well, you know, Durov's kind of a hero to younger Russians. He's 33 years old. He's very successful. He's known as the Mark Zuckerberg of Russia, something we've covered in the past. And, you know, certainly in the tech and startup industry world in Russia, they're all on Durov's side. But they're also really upset because, you know, Durov is the kind of homegrown talent that Russia and its government, they think, should help nurture, not attack. And he's built a company now twice that it's built on ideas and talent. And not on, you know, oil and gas and natural resources, which is what most of the Russian economy is based on. So just to give you a sense of kind of the chatter among the tech industry here, I wanted to introduce you to Andrei Mima. Mima once worked with Durov in his old company, a company called Vkontakte. And, you know, he says that this is depressing for him, not only because what it says about, you know, Telegram, but what it says about his own, you know, ambitions as a tech startup guy, because he wants to develop projects in Russia.
Durov was an inspiration for me personally and for my generation, as I see it. And it's not so we are glad for Durov and for his service and for Telegram, for all he does. But we are sad about our future and our like being in St. Petersburg and understanding that we cannot do big things and create some influential web service or something, some tool that won't be in some way suppressed by the government.
Yeah, so the techies have ambition and they want to thrive.
That's right, Marco. And what happened with Durov's previous company, Vkontakte, which again was taken over by the Russian government or certainly Russian-friendly oligarchs, and what's happening now with Telegram says that you can't do that.
The world's Charles Maines speaking with us from Moscow. Thanks as always, Charles.
Thank you.